What does it mean? Simply put, you'll never get stuck with an RDI diamond. Take a look at your current inventory. See a few that feel like they've become a...
RDI Diamonds, New York. Mick speaking. How can I help you?
Nick, Brent Weiner for Bob Demaria, please.
Sure, Brent. Hold one moment, please.
To us, please continue to hold. Customer, RDI's diverse collection makes it easy to show choices that will fit your customer's needs in just one time-saving call.
You know, I apologize. I forgot what day of the week it is. It's Friday, and actually he doesn't work on Fridays. How can I help you?
Okay. Does he come back in on Monday?
Yes, he does. Oh, wait, you know what? Again, this time of year is a little tricky. Traditionally, he does not work Mondays, and he does not work Fridays. During the holidays, sometimes he sneaks in. So I'm sorry to not be able to give you a direct answer on that one.
Okay. I've got his cell number, so I'm going to contact him. And just I would be willing to bet you he's going to come in Monday.
I'd be willing to bet that he's not going to be. And anything I do for you goes to his credit. So even if it's a $1 million diamond, he gets all the benefit. So if I can help you and make your life easier, please let me know.
Okay. Let's see. What do you have? I'm looking. This is for my wife. It's we're talking lab grown.
Okay.
What are we looking at for diamond stud earrings? I mean, 3 carat total weight.
Sure. Let me go take.
Got a couple 1.5s in there.
Yeah. So let me ask you this: you're looking for white gold or yellow gold?
Do you guys sell them mounted up already?
We do.
Okay. White.
White. And you said three.
And I mean, I know nothing about the grading and all that crap with the lab grown stuff.
Sure.
I'm assuming it's all good. It's all good anyway.
I'll be honest with you, just for funs and giggles, I usually laugh at the people that go, I need a really, really nicely made one. I'm like, they don't care how much they're going to waste. They grow the crystals, they cut them to the best possible specs, because it doesn't matter to them if it's a 3-carat or 299. It's not like a natural diamond where you have to yield as much as you can out of that rough. I mean, everything's going to be colorless. Everything's going to be VS plus. You're paying more if you try to, try to find a GHI SI. You're literally going to be paying more for that because now you're just trying to hide in the natural world. They're all going to be excellent cuts. Three carat colorless VS 4-prong basket or 3-prong mounting. They're $700 for the match set.
Okay, and then how about 4-carat total weight?
Sure, same option as far as either 3-prong or martini or a 4-prong basket, whatever you prefer. That would be $1,050.
Okay. What is the possibility? Do you have them readily available? I mean, is it possible that she could look at both of them?
Sure.
I mean, I'm kind of like I said, I'm gonna tell you right now, a 2-carat stud earring on your ear is gonna be like a pizza. I don't know, but whatever. I don't know. Do you have them? I mean, can you? I'm gonna get one of the two.
Yeah, not a problem. My only cure. I'm happy to provide the two, and then whatever you don't go with, you send back for us. My only question to you is: would you prefer a 3-prong martini setting, or would you prefer the more traditional 4-prong basket setting?
No, 4-prong.
Okay, I can take care of that. Bear with me for a second. I know you're out in the California area. I just want to confirm that we got the right mailing address. And are you open tomorrow?
I'm not open tomorrow.
Okay, so you'd prefer this for a Monday delivery?
That would be fine. Tuesday would be fine, too. I don't, as long as it drops in here next week.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Usually, we don't have a problem sending things overnight, so or over the weekend. So bear with me for one quick moment as the computer updates. All right, I got a 4-carat set of studs and a 3-carat total weight set of studs. And what is the mailing address that we're shipping this to?
You've got 1728 Van Ness Avenue.
That is correct.
Yep.
All right. Brent, I've got you
so
covered.
So what happens if I present them both to her at Christmas, and then do you need them? Do you need the other ones back prior to Christmas?
No, not at all.
Okay, because I'm going to maybe present them both, and then she can pick which one she wants to keep it a surprise.
Sure.
I'm sure you've got a ton of these things.
Well, that's all relative. I mean, right now I've got a small handful, so it's better that you did this now and not when he came back, because if I had half of the amount, the answer would be different. So
All right, that's good.
So yeah, we're doing good for you right now. So yeah, I've got it coming to you for Monday, and then you and Bob can discuss the particulars of where you want to go from there.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Happily done. Enjoy your day.
You too.